Hello, fearless fam. Welcome to another episode where we shed light on topics most like to keep in the dark. This is your host, Chubby, and today's elephant is a level 5 elephant. Our last episode, Roe v. Wade, touched upon what we're going to be discussing today. So basically, we are piggyback riding off of that. Our guests, Amanda and Jay, touched upon how Roe v. Wade affected them. As we discuss this, it spilled over to the conversation of how the LGBTQ plus community will be targeted next with laws like Parental Rights in Education Act, or as we know it, the Don't Say Gay Bill. I'm pretty sure most of us know what it means, but for those that need a refresher, the Don't Say Gay Bill refers to is a Florida law introduced and passed in 2022. Which outline new statutes of primary education, notably for prohibiting classroom instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity from kindergarten to grade 3 in Florida's public school districts, or instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity in a manner that is not age-appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students in any grade, and for prohibiting schools from restricting parental access to their students' education and health records. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the bill into law on March 28, 2022, which became effective on July 1, 2022. Or the fact that basic freedoms are missing in 29 states for the LGBTQ plus community, and passing the Equality Act will create a safe space and will be a huge victory. But this is just two of the many laws and other bills that are threatening the LGBTQ plus community. But, fearless fam, before we get into what those bills are and the laws are, this episode was sponsored by J Fun Party Rental. For all your party needs and all the ideas you think are crazy, J Fun Party Rental will make your vision come to life. Have you seen my 100th episode? My backdrop is beautiful. Give JFun Party Rental a follow on Instagram at JFun Party Rental or send them a text at 786-769-4950 and tell them Chubby from No Filters, No Fears sent you. And now to continue with the episode, we do have a 411 with Chubby. I know, it's been a while. This segment is going to have several laws and bills that are either waiting to pass or have passed into law. Thank you for the information, congress.gov and the ACLU. One of the bills are prohibiting gender-affirming medical care for youth. As of March 2022, 15 states have restricted access to gender-affirming care or are currently considering law that will do so. You can also find more information at freedomforallamericans.org. Yeah, this website has a lot of information for the youth healthcare bans that they track LGBTQ related legislation nationwide. So, for example, here are the other laws. Enact the Safe Adolescents from Experimentation, meaning certain procedures to alter a minor's child's sex, and to designate this act as the Safe Adolescents from Experimentation Act. It's still in committee, so it's still being heard. Making it a crime for a doctor to perform gender reassignment surgery or hormone replacement therapy on minors. Just like modifications relating to gender reassignment treatment for children, as Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology, recreating board, modifying termination date. Gender reassignment in general, public health minors, biology, male or female, sexual state, practices to alter or affirm minor sexual identity, irreversible gender reassignment surgery, minors, it was signed, enacted, adding sexual reassignment to the definition of child abuse. It's in committee. This bill adds sexual reassignment to the definition of a child abuse. So the Child Protection Act, which makes no sense to me, because if the child wants it, what makes you think that it's child abuse? Gender transition procedures. The list goes on and on about these crazy ass bills, like Oklahoma Save Adolescents from Experimenting. So that's going on there. So there's a lot of bills that are prohibiting anything dealing with the LGBT community, especially the trans community. So anybody who wants to transition in any shape, way, or form, they are being stopped. This is not a drill. The LGBTQ plus community is being targeted, and this has been going on for a while, but most of us have not known this, because again, they're distracting you with so many other things. But I believe that voting in your primary elections in your state is important. And I say this because that's where the change starts. If they're introducing a bill, you can stop it before it goes into law. I mean, obviously, it takes more than that. But just reading who's on the ballot, what they're providing, what your state is doing, can help minimize these bills and laws that are being that are targeted for the LGBT plus community. But I know you may think it's futile to even bother trying to raise your voice, because you know, we know that at the end the white man will win, right? But there is something you can do about it. So here's some things that you can do to help the LGBTQ plus community. When voting in your primary election in your state, if there is a question about the LGBTQ plus community, make sure you select the one that will benefit the community. Getting involved in what is happening with the LGBTQ plus community, like following organizations that are raising awareness about the issues that are affecting the LGBTQ plus community. For example, like ACLU or Human Rights Campaign. Signing petitions, joining groups to support the LGBTQ plus community, making donations to organizations that are involved in the LGBTQ plus community, making sure you read upon the law bills that are going to pass or have passed, and see if there is something being done to change it, is it enacted, did it fail, etc. Basically, reading all the information you can. But of course, like we always say here, do take breaks in digesting some information, because I know it can be overwhelming. You know, I know this is stressful. It's been a stressful couple of years. I feel personally like it's getting worse. But Fearless Fam, what are some of your fears about what is happening to the LGBT community? Are you an ally? Are you a part of the LGBTQ plus community? How do you feel? What is going on? Like, how do you feel about this? Obviously, it's going to affect us all. If you watch our last episode, you already know that we stated this. It is going to affect us all, whether you want to believe it or not. Just because you're not a trans person, but you are part of the LGBT community, doesn't mean it's not going to affect you. Because, again, there are certain laws that are going to affect the entire LGBTQ plus community, no matter how you identify. And that is a scary thing. But you make sure you read upon what laws are being passed in your state. Go to all the marches, but please be safe. All the rallies, all the things that are happening, but please be safe while doing so. Yes, this is a very hard thing to do, especially that's all we've been reading on social media. That's all you read, that's all you see. And sometimes it's hard to keep up with what is going on, because every single week, every single something, there is something changing, something's being attacked, something is being challenged, you know, and that's what we need. We need to be the voice to say, hey, this is wrong, and we need to get together, and we need to want to change it. But it just takes one conversation like this episode for us to say, let's do it. Anybody out there listening to this episode, please share organizations or other rallies that are happening. If you do live in South Florida, you know, and or wherever you are in your state, just get together with a group of people and try to make a change, especially if you feel it in your heart. And if you know, again, it's attacking the LGBTQ plus community. And most people think that when Roe v. Wade passed, that it was just going to affect the minority or the black or the this. But no, it's literally affecting every white woman out there. It's affecting everybody, you know? And just like laws that are passing for the LGBTQ plus community will affect the entire community. So do not think that it's just not going to affect you. And again, even if you think it doesn't affect you, at least, you know, try to do something. But yes, I just want to say thank you again. This is our third episode. I know that, you know, it's been a while, but I'm very happy and grateful to be here. Want to know what other things that are out there, like what donations can we make? Send ChubyGiro at nofiltersnofearsstudios.com and email, or at nofiltersnofears@gmail.com. Send us an email about all the other things that are happening for the LGBTQ plus community. I want to know what is going on. But yes, fearless fam, I sit here and I was doing my research, and you know, every single time I hear a new bill has passed or a new bill is passing, a law or this or that, and it does get overwhelming. You know, my biggest hope for this year and the years to come is that our LGBTQ plus community, our youth, has a future. I hope that it's better for them. So we're doing it now for them. You know, we are standing up now for them. And that's all I could hope for, that all of us could get together and let's try to make a change, you know. Thank you everyone for listening to this episode and every other episode. If you wanna, you know, go down memory lane, episodes 1 through 100 are out there. We shared a lot of information over the last 2 years, and again, I just want to say thank you. We appreciate it. If anybody has a topic out there that they would like to discuss with us, send it our way, DM us, make it a comment, doesn't matter, just reach us, and we could get together and make an episode happen. I just want to say thank you everyone. Let's stay strong, let's get informed. Reading is essential, I always said it. Keep learning, keep knowing all the things that are happening out there. Let's try to make a change for our youth, our future. And remember, fearless fam, you can always find all of our work on YouTube. You can find us on Anchor and any listening platforms. Thank you again for our sponsors, Anchor, and for J-Phone Party Rental for making this episode a reality, for making it happen, for, you know, wanting me to talk about their business. We appreciate it. And like I always say, thank you, fearless fam, and stay fearless. Stay fearless, everyone.